Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. Today is October 18th, 2022. This is Deborah with you this evening for the duration until Pastor Prophet Randy comes on at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central Time. So thank you all for joining us. It's good to be here with you and among you. So God bless you, and thank you for coming to the household of faith. Many blessings to you and your family. So let's pray before we open up. I hope everyone had a good day, and the faithfulness of the Lord has proven his righteousness over your life and by his commands and his promises. We thank him. Let's thank him. Father, we thank you for who you are, God. You are strong and mighty. Are you, God? We thank you, Lord, that you fulfill your promises through patience, Lord. They're fulfilled, Father. We thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the preservation of our faith in you, God, and in your word, and your promises, God, and in your power, God. We thank you for making us a distinguished people to be used by you, God, to do great exploits, God, that we volunteer to do great exploits as your servants, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the only thing that possesses us is the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, how you've purchased us, and you possess us, God, in your Holy Spirit just encompasses and possesses us, Father God, and that we freely give as you freely gave. God, you give freely. We receive and we give freely as well, Father God. We thank you for that, God. And just as we give, Lord, the abundance of our heart and even out of sacrifice, obedience, Lord, that you would give, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As your word says, those who refreshes others will he himself be refreshed. So we thank you, Lord, for just your ways and your principles and your outcomes. And we thank you, Lord, that our eyes and our ears will be blessed to see and to hear and to know how you're speaking to us, God, how you are showing us and sustaining us and bringing us to new ways and new avenues, God, in your kingdom, and that we, Lord, we would discern your revelation, Father God, and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me get a drink of water. Starting already. No, I went. Anyways, I ate dinner with my with my daughter and her husband, and they had pumpkin cheesecake there. So I was like, oh, I want one of those. So that's what's making me so thirsty. And anyways, it was delicious while I was eating it, but now I'm like, okay. So we have been talking about this praying in the spirit, you know, praying or with the spirit and praying with our authority and cleansing the land for this new thing. I think it started a couple of weeks ago, somewhat of a new territory, new ground, new understanding, revelation, not in the old method, but the new method. And we were talking about exercising our authority and establishing our authority and what that looks like and where and how we can do that. And then I gave some illustrations. And then the places where we can exercise our authority were places where, places that we rent business spaces, even rental cars, of course, our airline seat, a hotel room, a hospital room. That's not always bad, right, because some people give birth. So, so that we have a right to establish some kingdom authority in that area, or not established, but to exercise the kingdom authority in that place while we're there. And then I was talking about a prayer. Commercial spaces, store, restaurants, people's homes, public spaces, right? And we have the authority, as in Colossians 1:20, to reconcile all things unto him. That's what it says, whether on earth or in heaven. So we exercise this authority. We disrupt what's happening there spiritually and move against it so the kingdom of God can come, the people can have peace. There's a recognition of the gospel, really, and that people can understand what's happening, even if we have to explain it to them. But it's a witness for the Lord of his power and a demonstration of his might. And then I was talking about a prayer that I had started to pray that I had learned about whatever is obstructing the kingdom's agenda, like in my neighborhood as John and I walk, and I just start praying that whatever is obstructing the kingdom's work or the kingdom agenda in my neighborhood, that the Lord would remove it. And that the Lord would bring in or add to the spiritual authority needed to build up the kingdom of God in our neighborhood. And I forgot to share this. I just want to share these two little excerpts that happened that were revelations to me. I felt that they were a sign. Excuse me. The first week, which I forgot to share, but the first week, these people came through at a church in the area, and I know this church because I used to work there at their doing their daycare on Fridays. I just worked on Fridays. I forget that program, but anyways, they put on the door handle, it was a little thing, and it said, "Praying for you." And I happened to be sitting, where I'm sitting now, but it was in the office up front, and I had the blinds open, and I seen a gentleman walking across the sidewalk, across the, coming to enter the doorway, and he looked like he was contemplating something, like heavy in contemplation. And I was almost going to get up and ask him if he needed prayer. I had no idea what he put on my door. I thought it was a political thing, you know. And then when I looked and I seen it, and I thought, wow, that is really cool. He legit, okay, these people were legit praying for the people as in the neighborhood, dropping off these things on our door handle. I've never received one of these before that I can remember from any church that said they were praying for us specifically like that. I mean, I've got things in the mail, like those bulk mail things, but not like that. And so I thought that was God moving, where he was bringing in things that were going to add to the spiritual authority needed for the kingdom of God, so that there was this multiplication of prayer that was covering my neighborhood in a Christian, that they're Christians, okay, true believers in Christ, okay, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So praise God for that. And then this week we were walking, I just happened to be praying, and I don't even know why I was praying this. Sometimes I just, things come out of my mouth, and I just pray. And so I was just praying that the Lord, you know, would move the things that were obstructing his kingdom in our lives and in our neighborhood and for the sake of the neighborhood, and that the Lord would bring in kingdom finances. That's what I prayed. I don't know why. I said, "Lord, bring in the kingdom finances in this neighborhood that are going to build up the kingdom of God." And so, and build things for your kingdom in this neighborhood, like that would bring them into the neighborhood. And, okay, and then just a few minutes later, as we were walking, they were redoing the road and repaving them with the blacktop. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. And so looked up in the truck there, it said kingdom something on it, kingdom. And I said, "Oh, that's weird," because I was just praying that, right? So it had my attention. So I looked at the truck even closer, and the truck that was mixing whatever it was they were pouring, the blacktop, it said Matthew, literally Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added unto you. So I thought it was interesting, and that the Lord was even showing me, right? This is how the finances come. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So just so encouraging me as well to continue to keep praying these things. So the reason I'm saying this is so that I encourage someone else to be praying these things as well, that apparently these are effective prayers. And it's moving the heart of God that I'm starting to see things in the natural as I'm praying in the spiritual. So I'm very grateful for that, and excited to see what's going to happen with that. So that's cool. Okay, so with that, I think I'm going to jump off of this topic this week. Other than that, I just wanted to share that little testimony. There's more to this, but I'm still mulching on it, as my friend Yvonne says. So I'll share more on that later. But I'm going to move tonight to just real quick for our victorious living in Christ Jesus as we are approaching, you know, we're all approaching the cusp of the end times here. So Hebrews 10, Is it 22 through 25? Okay, yes, it is. Okay, here we go. And it says, this is, I'm reading in a different version. This is the voice version tonight, this one. So it says, let us, you and me, let us draw near with true hearts, full of faith, with hearts rinsed clean of any evil conscience, and with bodies cleansed with pure water. Let us hold strong to the confession of our hope, never wavering, since the one who promised it to us is faithful. 24. Let us consider how to inspire each other to greater love and to righteous deeds, not forgetting to gather as a community, as some have forgotten, but encourage each other, especially as the day of his return approaches. So the church is translated, and a literal translation could be called the assembly of the called. So it implies that the members have said yes to God's calls in their life. So we assemble because we are called into being by God himself. Okay, so then we encourage each other with our gifts, encouragement, vitality, and then we don't deprive the church that the grace of God is placed on each of our lives for each other, but we invest in that, right? So when we invest in each other, we're investing in the kingdom of God, and we're investing in the body of Christ, and the Lord is endured by this, right? Because it strengthens our, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it's very enduring to God. He wants to open doors for you, even for the kingdom of God, right? Even praying this prayer for the kingdom of God to come into our neighborhood and to repave our streets, you know, to make them new, to make a new way for us to walk on that is pleasing as we're seeking first the kingdom of God, right? And as we see the day approaching. So the victorious part in our life there is the preservation of our faith, out of which is we're going to do 3-4 things here. We're going to have sincere hearts. We're going to worship with pure worship, right, with spirit and truth as we draw near to him. We're not going to delay, or we're not going to candy coat where we are. We're going to be honest with him and sincere with him and genuine with him and not hold anything back, right? So he can freely, the Holy Spirit can freely roam about our hearts. As I prayed this before, I've said this before, that we don't have any walls with him. And he shows us sometimes things maybe we're not ready to deal with, you know, or things that are hidden, and not even necessarily things that are sinful, but maybe they're fears, you know, maybe they are, you know, selfishness, or, you know, and maybe not as loving as you would like to be in one particular area, right? You know, but the Lord sees that, and he's weaving in and out, you know, and waiting to see what we're going to lay at the altar, what we'll say yes to, and before him, right? So he's even doing this in myself, of course. And then, okay, so sincere hearts, right? So we're single-minded and our hearts focused on the Lord. And then we have the full assurance of our faith. So we flow out of that single-minded heart with our faith. And then our hearts are sprinkled or cleansed from guilty conscience. So that is a unique outward expression of what they would do even in the Jewish community, where they had the cleansing pools and the cleansing, I don't know if you call them tanks, but they kind of were a little thing that they would cleanse themselves in, ceremonial cleansing pools that they had, that they would cleanse themselves in. But now he's saying the new and the living way is there's this cleansing right in the washing. So he's giving a visual to their ceremonial cleansing or pools that they would have done, but stating this cleansing and this washing is actually in and of your heart, right? Where he was telling them later about cleaning the inside of their cup, right? It's not just on the outside. So being washed with pure water, it's the same as the representation of this cleansing and this baptism, if you will, from the Old Testament. And then also in Ezekiel, the sprinkling and cleansing provides a new heart and puts a new spirit in the people to serve God as in Ezekiel. And then our confession of hope. Okay. And we spur one another on to good deeds. So I think that's what we do here. On PGN, and that's what I tried to do as I opened up and just sharing how I was praying and how the Lord seems to be responding and what I'm seeing as a result to that prayer and things that I haven't seen before and the Lord bringing to the forefront, right? So our love and good works, it's two sides of the same coin. And so when it talks about let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. That means to pay close attention and look for the ways to do that, to be a blessing and to pay close attention. How you might do that to the people in your life and the people here at PGN as well, because you do affect the people at PGN by what you say and how you minister God's grace and receive his word, right? And even when you share your testimony, you share what's going on in your life, you're being a blessing and spurring on others, whether you realize it or not, for good works in their faith as well. So God bless you. Sorry about that. Shouldn't I have that? Okay, let me just make sure I have these phone numbers on here. Let's see. Okay. So right now we have, I think this is 12 callers. Just want to make sure I have everyone's number down before I start. Okay. All right, let me just play a 2-minute song to transition. Thank you. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the goodness of your light. Thank you, Jesus, and the goodness of heaven. Praise God. Let's open up the phone lines, and we have 205-531. Good evening. This is Julia May.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Hi there. Good evening.
Yes,
thank
I'm staying warm in Alabama.
Yes, it is very cold here, too.
We get a little cold.
What's your temperature over there?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think we were at like 55. I was like, ooh, that's brisk and chilly out there. You guys are probably similar, maybe.
Oh, we pretend it's, they got 51, 45.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a little cool.
Yeah, that's a little chilly. Well, we're one of those diehard people. We have not turned our heat on in our house yet.
Well, so, I got a space heater in my room and a little fireplace in general if I'm trying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the two of us, so we don't have any children or anyone else really to worry about. And but tomorrow morning, who knows? I might have to turn it on tomorrow
morning. Yeah, they're going to be rough tomorrow.
Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. But anyway, well, let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. See, now you're back at the top of the first caller again, so everything is aligning. The universe is aligning. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, Father, we thank you. Yeah, we thank you for Julia May, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come before your kingdom, God, for your kingdom's throne, God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done, in Jesus' name. Wow, yeah. So, Father, we thank you, God, just for that alignment of your kingdom coming and your will be done in each person's life, God. I just align them under your fountain's flow, God, of authority, your fountain's flow of revelation, of light, God, your light of life to flow unto them, Father God, that contains all revelation, God, contains your character, your virtue, your spirit of Lord, even a greater depth of salvations and deliverance and healings, Father God, for the people, God. We thank you for that, Jesus. And I just pray that over everyone this evening, And I even see, especially even on the phone line dialed in, just the alignment happening and the flowing down and the order from heaven to earth. From heaven to earth, Father God, we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the alignment, God, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, God, that we're aligning. I didn't even realize that, but even the prayer is just aligning with heaven for his kingdom to come, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for pouring into Julia May, God, from the top of her head. Oh, I'm seeing even something being dispensed and poured in to the top, like a little, like almost like your head, literally, it's almost like a vessel, and it's being poured into, like it's a container, like a special containment as a vessel. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Father God, for what you're pouring into Julia May, God, and how she can contain it and carry it, God, for your glory, Father God, in Jesus' name. And it's almost as if you're a secret agent as well, right? So the world does not see because, you know, Jesus spoke to his disciples, and he spoke in parables. And then his disciples said, why do you do that, you know? And he said, because you have the mystery. You have access to the mystery of God and knowing the things in the kingdom of God, but the others do not. So you're becoming like the secret agent in what you're containing and what you're carrying because you have the mysteries of God and the world does not. But it seems unassuming how you're carrying it and right in your, you know, humanity, carrying the kingdom of God and the anointing of God and the glory of God for healing and deliverance, salvation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And And here it is that nobody can touch it. No one, it's not disguised necessarily. It's been dispensed. And then it will be received. So we thank you, God, for clearing the pathway mm-hmm. for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that it will be effective, God, and fervent, Father God, for the kingdom of God, and even furthering and adding to the kingdom of God, Lord. Let the kingdom of God be added to, God. Bring the increase, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank
Amen.
You, Lord. We thank you, God, for the spiritual lost will be found, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it. We thank you for even redeeming the time. So conversations, and this is for everyone too as well, that the like conversations that you're having with people, just like, you know how
mm-hmm.
they say, close the deal. Close the deal, ask the mm-hmm. people, invite the people. Would you like to pray? Do you think that you're ready to pray? How would you like to pray now? You know, or would you like to go, you can go back to your room and pray, or you can go back to your house. I mean, give some sort of indication. There's a next step, and it's on you. The next step is you. I gave you all I can give you. The next step is for you to
mm-hmm.
receive. You know, and do you want to do that? Do you have any questions? Do you have any doubts? Do you have any, like, where's the, you know, and to help them gain understanding. So our
mm-hmm.
role in the 30, 60, I don't even know where all this is going, the 30, 60, and 100 fold is to give them the understanding so that they can come into the fold as well. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for Julia May, God, just even the dispensement of discernment, Lord, to know how to speak and to know how to share in Jesus' name. And even, and sometimes knowing and the discernment is like you actually know what to do, like that deed of love is a word
mm-hmm.
of knowledge, but it's the word of knowledge with deeds of service, right? Because that's a love language is to give. So I think the Lord, I don't know if he does it already, but begin to speak to you in words of knowledge, but they're deeds of love. Like you're going to express, the love of God or express this deed of service, which is really a word of knowledge, you know? And whatever, that's going to be highly effective, though, because the Lord has revealed it to you, and then you're just going to step into it with obedience and bring that forth. So thank you, Father God. Wish there's wisdom. So let me, I was reading this week as well. Let me say, I was reading this in Exodus 9, which reminds me of this. Okay, let me share this because I'm not sure done if I'm done praying for over you and prophesying
mm-hmm.
over you, Julia May. But this is part of it too, is that, and this is for everyone, but when I was saying that one specific part of being dispensed in you for the word of knowledge and then the deeds,
mm-hmm.
and then I began to say the obedience of it, walking the obedience
mm-hmm.
of it, is going to bring fruitfulness,
mm-hmm.
great fruitfulness in that, okay? So I was reading in Exodus
mm-hmm.
9, 20 through 20, 21. Let me read this to you. And when I read it, I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me. It said, and this was when they were doing the plagues, okay, with Moses,
mm-hmm.
with Pharaoh. It says, those, and this is the one on the hailstorm, okay? And they were talking about the hailstorm. I'm not sure which plague this was, but they're getting ready to wrap things up, okay? So I don't know if it's 7 or 6, I don't know. But it says, those officials of Pharaoh who feared the word of the Lord hurried to bring their slaves and their livestock inside, right? Because he told them, bring them in
mm-hmm.
because this time tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
if they're in the field, they're going to die. So the officials of Pharaoh who feared the word of the Lord, they hurried and brought their livestock, right? So that is they obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they heard it,
mm-hmm.
they believed it, and they obeyed. But 21, but those who ignored the word of the
mm-hmm.
Lord left their slaves and livestock in the field. And the Lord said these words to me. He said, wise and unwise, just like the virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a key to that is being wise in the oil. We were talking about that. This is the revelation
mm-hmm.
of being wise is hearing the word of the Lord and doing it. This is what keeps our oil, our lamps full, okay? We're not ignoring what we're hearing and the word of the Lord. So Father, we thank you, Lord, how you dispensed your discernment into Julia May, God, and just her capturing it, God, and moving on that behalf. Because when I see you getting this, like, it's almost like you get this, it's going to be like, if it has, okay, it's like you get this idea, and then, but then it's mm-hmm. like your ears listening to it. It's like an idea is enlightened, illuminated upon your mind, this idea, but yet mm-hmm. your ear is leaning into it, where then you obey, you know? It's like almost like mm-hmm. whatever it could be. It could be a variation of things, but when you combine that love with the deed, you know, out of obedience, again, it's going to be very effective and very fruitful. Mm-hmm. And so know that it's not, because it's going to probably see while you do it, because the fellowship with the Lord will be so close and so near. And mm-hmm. at times, for a lack of a better word, like maybe common to you, like, do you know what I mean? Because it's just, it'll be easy for you to do it, because that's part of God's grace on your life. And mm-hmm. but know that the effectiveness is it, so that, and that you're able to speak into it then in the moment, like to take it further than it's been before. So you're not just mm-hmm. being a witness. You're going to take it to the next step. There's a new way to step into the obedience through the entrance of the grace that'll be on your words for the invitation, mm-hmm. for the healing, for the deliverance, whatever it might be, you know, but, definitely mm-hmm. for salvations, you know, to bring them closer, but to know. So it used to be back in the day, you know, where like you would plant seeds just by doing something mm-hmm. for the neighbor or doing something for someone mm-hmm. in the hospital or whatever. But as the Lord begins to dispense these things upon you, where you get this idea, you know, in your mind, you get this idea, but then your ear bends into, hey, I'm going to listen to that. I got to listen to that. I think that was the Holy Spirit. And, you know, there mm-hmm. might be times where you even test it. You know, I'm going to listen to that. It's the Holy Spirit. So you step into that. Now when you're there in mm-hmm. that moment, you have, like, your legal right, if you will, of authority to speak into it, like wait for it, right? Getting to do it in mm-hmm. God's grace and continue to do that. But taking it even a step further, like, it's going to be fruitful. It will be fruitful and effective. So, Father, we thank you, God, for feeling that. We thank you for just for the things that you, again, are dispensing upon and in her mind as your vessel. I thank you for it, God, that you keep pouring those things into her, God, pouring those things into her, Father, God. We thank you, God, for it, God. Let her just illuminate with your light from heaven, God, with your revelation from heaven, Father God. And Lord, help those, Lord, to, even as she casually speaks, Lord, with insight, that people would listen. God, help them to listen, God. And we just bind any spirits of pride and anything that would, the Lord might even show you things that are in the spirit, like spiritual things that are working against the kingdom of God. Yeah, there's going to be this discernment is going to be very equipping mm-hmm. for you. I don't know if you're functioning in it right now, but I am seeing this. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for the illumination, Lord, of illuminating her eyes, Lord, and illuminating her ears and even what she's to speak, Father God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, yes. You want to carry out his will and do his will. Thank you, Father. I accept that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow,
yes.
That was... Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Okay, just make a note of that. Well, praise God. Wow, that was...
Amen.
Oh, really mm-hmm. good. Okay.
Yeah. The jump are doing fine and everything, but I'm want to pray for the lady I worked with, my teacher. She had a seizure on Saturday, and unfortunately, she went into a coma, and they had to freeze her brain. She's trying to wake up and squeeze her hand. Well, she was moving and stuff yesterday, and they're trying to get her eyes open. And so the doctor, you know, they give you like 72 hours. But the day, you know, she had a setback. They had to put in a bed of ice, and her temperature went up to 102. So they're trying to put, you know, get her fever down. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So she's a young mother of two, and she's a Christian lady, but she's has congenital heart failure, small issues with flattened rib band. She had COVID last year, so. Won't pray for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
How old is she?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how old she is?
She got, she had between, I would say 42, 43 at the most. She's real young.
Wow, that's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is young. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What is her first
yes.
name?
Tammy.
Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, sorry to hear that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray for her.
Oh, yes.
Lord, we lift up Tammy to you, Father God. Lord, we just lift up our humble plea, God, and ask for a restoration of healing, God,
oh,
on
yes.
her behalf.
Thank
God,
you.
Everything that's happening, Lord, and weaving in and through her body, Lord, with her heart and her mind, God, her fever. We ask for wisdom, Lord, to be given to the doctors, God, just a high order and a degree with the nurses and her care and the mercy, God. We ask for the preservation of her life, God. We ask you to preserve it and restore unto her, Father God, her life, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for watching over her, God. Let your spirit, the spirit of God, hover over her, Father God, and speaking creative miracles, God. We thank you, Lord, for moving on her behalf. God, move on her behalf. God, breathe your breath of life in her lungs, God, in her life, God, and to sustain her, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Spirit, God, now send your spirits, God, to minister to her, God, to speak to her, Father God, to awaken her, God, and to preserve and heal. God, we thank you, Lord, for your wonder-working power. God, we know that you hold all excellence of power, God, and we ascribe unto you, Lord, that you are truly holy and majestic as God, Lord, to be God Almighty over Tammy's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah,
well,
keep
thank you
so
much.
Informed, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, too bad. I'll be thinking about her and praying for her too. So.
Okay.
Thank,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'm going to open the next phone line, but I just was remembering something. Okay, I don't know why I was just remembering that I was awakened at 2:22 this morning. I'm not sure what that has, why I remembered right then. Not sure what that's about. Okay, so I just, okay. So caller 910709. Good evening. It's a Sylvia.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you? Very good. Okay, well, let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for Sylvia, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just come before your kingdom. God, we thank you, Lord. You know, I was going to say stadium. I don't know why I pulled that, but so I'm just going to say it. So stadium and then stampede, stadium, stampede. I don't know what that is. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, just for your kingdom stadium, stampede. Thank you, Lord. I'm not sure what that is. Thank you, God. Let me see something here. Okay, so it's just a group, a stampede, as just many people moving in the same direction at the same time, some colliding, piling up. Okay, so not sure. Let me find you guys here. Okay, so Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's something that you like intercede, and something that you stand and intercede that causes
yeah.
things to happen around you. Like your intercession and you know, being effective, where it's causing movement, causing things to happen in the natural. And that's what I'm kind of gathering, like, from the stampede and this stadium stampede, you know, that it's, that's outside of the outside of heaven or outside of the altar of the Lord. But you standing there and interceding while, and then it's causing things to come into place, to come into motion on earth as you're praying in heaven. So I thank you, Lord, for Sylvia's role as an intercessor, as a prayer God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that is active, that's an active intercessor. God, that fills things up in the earth, God, that you desire, God, that brings movement, and how you equip her prayers, Father God. We thank you for this, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. So you know how they have, like, an events coordinator? You know, like, God is creating events, and he's using, you know, like, for you to intercede on behalf so that they can come to earth, the things that he's orchestrating and the events that he's creating to come to earth. And he's using you to help him participate as a role and this, you know, like an event coordinator, if you will, but you're interceding. And I don't know that you have, like, the full picture maybe of what God's doing. I don't know that any of us really do, but there are certain elements, you know, there are certain elements that you're praying where it's both people might come and ask you, hey, will you pray over this? Will you pray and seek the Lord for this? And then also the Lord just depositing things and pieces in your heart. And you praying that, and God's putting it in order on earth, like the things are taking place and beginning, and the pieces are coming together on earth actively, but specifically because you prayed and interceded. So praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm aware of some of it. One day I was riding and I just started crying and couldn't stop, and I didn't know what was going on. And then he said that he was crying through me because he's very hurt over the things that are going on in the world, and that he's he was crying through me because he wanted me to feel how he was feeling about his people being killed, that so many killings were taking place in the world. And he wanted me to start praying against the killings and for the nations. So I did experience that one day, and it was like so much, and I was driving, and I had to pull over, and I couldn't do anything. So that was the first time I experienced it that way. But when you first got on the phone, I was interceding while you were praying for Julia. So I am aware of some of the things, but not everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how long ago was that, Julia May, that you felt the Lord when he just was dispensing his heart on you like that about the killing?
A month ago.
Okay.
I'm Sylvia.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Julia's my friend, and I'm Sylvia.
Yes, she is. Yes. But you said you were interceding for Julia, didn't you?
Yeah, I was interceding for her while you were praying for her on the line tonight.
Okay, yes, that's what I thought. And that's why, because when I heard you say her name, then that's what made me go back to her name. So, Sylvia, I know that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
That's okay.
So, wow, that's interesting because I was watching the news not too long ago, which was just like maybe this past week. And and I don't always get a chance to watch it because we don't really have cable, so I have to kind of catch it at a different, not a different time, but anyways. But they were talking about in the city how a lot of the other crimes are down, except there's been more homicides. It's up 32% more killings. In this particular area, but I just had heard that just last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
It was a month ago.
So it's interesting because it made me think about even these things that that I was talking about in intercession and like what's happening. Because the first thing I thought was like, what's happening spiritually that this things are being turned in people's hearts to be so violent, and to it just had me curious. So, wow, yeah. Well, if you get anything on that and how we can pray through that too over our cities and our nation, please let us know. Yes.
Okay.
We will.
That's what he's grieved about is the killings and you know his people and you know he. I mean, it was so overwhelming. I didn't know what was going on, and it went on so long. And then finally, I was talking to another prophet, and he was telling me that the Lord, he says that he was going to let up a little bit, you know, because I called him when it was happening. It went on about 30 minutes. And so I called someone, and I was still crying, and he said, the Lord says that he was using you, you know, to cry through, and he wanted me to feel, you know, what he was feeling because he wanted me to pray.
Hmm. Wow.
So he's really grieved over the killings and everything that's going on in the world now.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Okay. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, how you're using Sylvia, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and how she carried your heart, Lord. And Lord, her prayers, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. As we honor Sylvia through you as well, Father, and your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, Lord, for just helping all of us to be sensitive to know how to pray through these things, God. In Jesus' name. And, Lord, we don't want your heart to grieve, God. We don't want killings, God. Teach us, Lord, teach us to pray, the rest of us. Sylvia, Lord, carry your insight, carry your heart, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for using her for breakthrough, God, and using her the way that you designed her and how you've equipped her, God, and how you're leading her, God. We thank you for it, Lord, and let it be effective and availing much, God, and not just her area, God, but for the nation, for the nations, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. I'll be interested to hear if anything else comes out in prayer about that specifically that, you know, the rest of us could use, you know, or
okay.
utilize. And,
okay.
you know, that would be teachable, you know. So
yes.
thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Sorry about that. I actually hung up my phone. Sorry. Sorry about that. Thank you so much for waiting. Okay, we'll open the next phone. Like, I'm just going to set my phone down so I don't see that again. 240-482. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. Thank you. Okay, I was like, oh, darn it, I just hung up. So, Father, we thank you for Valerie, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing a lot of baskets that are woven, but they're, like, professionally done. And, well, I mean, like you could sell them and make money. I mean, that's what I mean. They look really nice. And then also this fabric, like this, I think that's linen, a long linen type of fabric. So it's gathered around, like your feet at the altar. It's somewhat like Ancient of Days kind of a thing. So these baskets, God, and these containers, I thank you, Lord. Yeah, they say have handles on them to carry. I'm not sure what is filling up and what, I'm not sure what's in the baskets and what's designed, but they are, you know, in revelation vision of yours, belonging to you with the intent that they be useful for you and to you and as you use them for others as well. So thank you, Lord God, just for bringing your revelation on that, God, and illuminating, Lord, your truth and your light, God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And some of the baskets are different sizes, but most of them are really relatively large, where you would carry the basket with both hands. So we thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you have to fill in these. I don't know if it's something that you're bringing to him and that he's actually going to fill them, like you're bringing these to the altar. I don't know if you've already dispensed them and they're being refilled. I'm not sure. But with the expectation that he's going to fill them and then you dispense them, you know, whatever that looks like. So we thank you, Lord, for your work. Lord, we thank you for using Valerie I thank you, Lord, for using Valerie, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, even when the disciples, when they had the feeding, you know, of the 5,000, the 4,000, the 5,000, when they had the baskets left over, you know, and but the thing is that the Lord brought them into a place where he was going to use them in such a way that they really didn't expect to be used, you know, and it seemed common ground to them, but then the Lord opened up this very unusual miracle that they were to participate in with the Holy Spirit. So I see the Lord using you to participate in such a manner that you wouldn't maybe expect to be used, where it seems like it's just common. A common need, a common good, a common ground, but the Lord actually using you in uncommon ways and unusual ways to participate with him. And maybe it's to meet common needs. I don't know, but like almost, you know, you're following him. It's good. It seems, you know, you got a good groove going, just like the disciples do, right? And then you're like, I'm with you, I'm with you. And then all of a sudden he asked them to really feel like, I don't know how we're going to do that. Like, how is that going to happen? Right. And, but mm-hmm. the whole time is he's inviting them to participate in this really unusual miracle, you know? And so I kind of see that mm-hmm. exchange happening where you're just, it's common. It's good. I'm with you. I'm following you. And then all of a sudden there's this exchange of this really unusual invitation to partner with him and something that he's, and know this, that he's prepared in advance for you to walk in. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And after I said that, then I seen the fabrics. I'm not sure the fabric is like a long and narrow, like maybe narrow when I say like 2 feet wide, but long, like maybe, I don't know, 8 feet long, 10 feet long, and just the wind catching it. And so I thank you, Lord. I'm not sure what that is, just in his flow, in his spirit, I'm not sure. But Father, I thank you. Thank you for it, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that as Valerie says yes to you, God, that many will be blessed. God, many will participate and will see and know and hear of the Lord by Valerie's yes to you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your good works that you've prepared in advance for her. God,
yes,
so be it unto her, God, according to your will, God. In Jesus' name, let it be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I will definitely continue to pray about that.
Yeah.
That's clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any prayer requests before we move on?
Yes. I would like to ask for prayer for mental clarity. And just the ability to get things done. I've just been struggling at work to think things through and get things done. It's just been really challenging for me, and I'm trying to get caught up and just don't want to get farther behind. So just prayer for that, and then also for my son, Jonathan. He has, it looks like he's got long COVID, and just for or it could be something else. It could be like some sort of inflammatory disease or something like that. So just prayer for healing for him. He's got a appointment with a specialist next month, but, I would just like for him, my prayer is that he would be healed from whatever it is that he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. Let's pray. So, Lord, we lift up Valerie to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've given her access to the truth, God. We just pray, Lord, whatever is opposing and obstructing, Lord, her clarity, Father God, we ask that you remove that, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your wind blow, God, and remove it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let her have a refreshing in her mind, God, that you would clear out all the debris, God, or whatever is happening, God, whatever is opposing this clarity, Father, and the function for her as you've equipped her, God, to get her work done, God, and be efficient and effective in her office work, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing that to pass, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the refreshing and the renewal, by the way, the Holy Spirit upon her mind. For clarity, Father, in Jesus' name, we set our faith in agreement with that, Lord. And Lord, we pray for her son, John, in Jesus' name. God, we ask for your healing to be dispensed upon him. God, we thank you, Lord, for every exchange that you made on the cross. Lord, through the power of your blood, God, which is precious, Lord, your blood is precious. Father God, let your precious blood, God, heal John's body, Father God. Lord, by your healing virtues, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just the transformation by your power of your cross, Lord, and by the power of your blood, God, to bring forth his healing and his wholeness,
thank
God. So we thank you, Lord, that he would be made well and whole in Jesus' name. And we just command all ailments, Lord. God, we thank you for the blood to resolve and dissolve what's happening in John's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I know I learned this here on PGN through Pastor Randy, but, you know, just about, I don't know if your son would take communion or does take communion, and just if he does and would, and just asking the Lord to heal him as he takes communion, you know, to receive that
mm-hmm.
healing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. I'm still here saying I'm going to be hands-free on my phone. I'm just going to use my computer to say hello and goodbye. Okay. 828-989. Good evening. This is Jennifer.
Yes. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, okay, hold up one second. Okay. All right. That's okay. Okay. Let me pray for you. Sorry. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God, in Jesus' name. Father, let's come before your kingdom. Lord, up at your kingdom's throne, God, and your kingdom's will, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I feel like gearing up for a ride, like gearing up for, like, I don't know if that would be like a motorcycle type of gear, but like more old-fashioned, you know, like, because, yeah, like the goggles and the helmet, but the helmet's more like just leather, so it's like, you know, Amelia Earhart kind of thing, you know, with the scarf. Like back in the day, you know, type of gearing up for a ride. So I don't know, maybe not a motorcycle, but maybe, you know, like that type of airplane that Amelia Earhart would have been on, where it's open air, you know, gearing up for a type of a ride, and that scarf just blowing in the, so I see you gearing up for a type of a ride. You know, I said that four times. So Father, we thank you, God. Thank you for the eyes of faith, God, that she would see new things through the eyes of faith, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for covering her with the helmet of salvation, God, that she would abide in your peace, abide in your ways, Lord, and in your word, God, and be able to even rightfully discern the word of God. And, Lord, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so, you know, you're on God's radar. Just wherever this thing that you're gearing up for, you know, it's like I see you. He's sending you, and you are on his Doppler, you know, like that aerial thing where, okay, there she is, northwest, south, 500 miles flying, you know, or whatever it is, but you're on his radar and you're on his Doppler, and he's following you and he's tracking you, and his eye is very watchful over you. So we thank you, Lord. And even I see like something significant with as far as him being watchful, like this scarf thing over you, is that it's very like something symbolic to how you belong to him, and he takes delight in knowing that you're wearing that and that it's a representation of him. I'm not sure what it is. It's like something, I don't know, it could be something that like It could be something personal, like in a language that you have with the Lord, like when I do this, this represents you. Or, I mean, like sometimes I do that when I get dressed for church, like I might ask them what I should wear, like I'm going to go meet with you, like I'll talk to them in my closet sometimes, you know. And anyways, but it's just between the Lord and I, but it's a significant something, you know, or it's, well, it's insignificant in the world, but it's significant when it becomes a fellowship between the Holy Spirit and myself. And this thing is like the Lord's picked it out for you, and he delights that you're, you know, using it and utilizing it. Even from a distance, he can see and know. You know, like he's very keen. It's like it's almost a, very affectionate for him to see that and to know. And like he has that thing hidden in his heart towards you, where we might be able to express that more towards him. But I see that part being towards him, towards you, which is unusual. I've never had a word come forth like that before. So, Father, we thank you for that, just how you can relate to us, how we relate to you, God. You're so good, Lord, in your majesty and in your perfection, God, but yet in your common, how you can touch humanity, like who are we, God, that you would even choose us, Lord, but you have, Lord, and you've created us and you've filled us for your good pleasure, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that as Jennifer is gearing up, God, for whatever this thing is, Lord, that that it will be perfected, God, in Jesus' name. It's perfecting. Like as he sends us, he's perfecting us. So he doesn't expect, yeah, it's perfecting. It's like a perfecting thing as it's happening, like real time, he's perfecting us. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Felt my spirit stirring when you were speaking.
Hear what?
Thank you, Lord. My spirit was just stirring, just bubbling up. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lord. The ride really
thank you
to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel like that was confirmation for something that he's spoken to me or kind of impressed upon me for a few years. Thank you, Lord. Very encouraging. Very encouraging.
Yeah.
He's so personal. And
Yeah,
he knows what we need. He's just so personal and I think I'm gonna cry. I'm sorry, I just feel him right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for meeting Jennifer on a level place. God, meeting her on a level place, God, and touching her and healing, God, whatever, if anything needs to be healed, God, that you heal that, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Yeah, I don't want to disrupt what the Holy Spirit's doing, but that was Luke 6, I think it's 6:17. Let me look that up. Yeah. Yeah, then Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place. So he's going from city to city to city, just like from phone call to phone call, right? City to city to city. But then Jesus came down and he stood on a level place.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. You said it's Luke 6?
Luke 6:17.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
Yes. Well, I will let you spend time with the Lord, and thank you for the honor to pray with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just sharing and being humble. Yeah, I just wanted to take that moment so that the rest of us could kind of be engulfed in it as well, you know. So thank you for sharing that.
No, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye. The wonderful works of the Lord and his wonder-working power and presence. We thank you, Jesus. How marvelous are your ways. How marvelous are your ways, Lord. How marvelous are your ways. I feel like he's going to even answer that question. I don't know if that's for me or somebody else. He's actually really going to answer that question by displaying himself. Thank you, Lord. Okay, caller 402-214. This is Sharon from New York. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, Deb. Thank you so much. Taking my prayers, my call.
Absolutely.
It's always so great, Deb, to pray for me.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up, God, before your kingdom palace. Don't say kingdom place, but palace came out. Before your kingdom palace, God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Wow, I just seeing like he's orchestrating something within his palace, like not commotion, but it is. There's movement. There's things that are happening. So he's orchestrating something like, and even an anticipation in the courts, right? And the praise and in the courts, of enter his courts with praise and with thanksgiving, right? There is like an anticipation of what's happening, an expectation of even what's in people's hearts of what's about to happen. So he's orchestrating something with an expectation that are in the heart of the people that are in the courts with thanksgiving and praise and moving towards him. And you're there. You are participating in that. And I don't even know if you sing. I've never even asked you that. But that's so funny.
I used to, but I smoke. Because I smoke, I haven't been able to sing. But I try really hard to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow,
I've been listening to music more lately.
Really? So okay.
Yeah.
So your Thanksgiving is there, but it just dawned on me to ask you. I don't know if you've even ever sang. So there is a connection there with that too, as well as personally for you. So Father, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for the expectation, Lord, We thank you for the praise and the honor, God, and where you're bringing her, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that she's just not observing. Lord, well, although there is an intake of observation, right, where you're trying to participate and observe and take it in all at the same time, not wanting to miss anything, God, but to know, God, for her rightful place and her rightful steps, God, to ascend into your presence fully with expectation, Father God, for what you will bring to her, God, what you will speak to her, God. And just bowing before him and him, you know, reaching out his scepter and touching your shoulder to bless you, to authorize what he has for you. So I thank you, God, for that. God, let it be received, God, with humility, and may she rise up on her feet in your authority and in your royalty, Father God, to take her rightful place, not only in heaven, but on earth. In Jesus' name, you know, my son used to play, which I need to speak to my son, but I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't text me before the end of the night or try to call me. Yeah. But he used to play sports lacrosse, and one time they were playing, and the coach yelled on the offensive. He was on the offensive team, and he told them they were going out on the field, and the coach yelled, "Be a threat." That's what he yelled, "Be a threat." And I thought, I mean, the Lord just, yeah. So when we take our rightful place, we're actually a threat to the enemy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So when we stand in that place where God's called us to, in our rightful place, whatever he's touched and authorized you to do, authorized you to walk in, we take that rightfully. This is my place. This is my position with Christ. Okay, I'm not arrogant. I'm not possessive. I know that he's given it to me. It's, you know, right, he's dispensed it humbly. I know the price that he's paid. I know what he's, you know, I'm carrying because of his blood, right? He embodied the sins of the world, and then he brought his precious blood into the holy presence of God, and this is how I can enter. Okay, I'm not possessing anything. I've been given, right? So I don't, but I rightfully take it knowing, I mean, I rightfully walk in it, right? Take our place.
Right.
Yes, and to serve him and to glorify him so that he gets the reward of his suffering, but we rightfully take our place knowing we're a threat to the enemy, but we can stand rightfully and without hesitation, we don't have to succumb to any subservient spirit. We have the Holy Spirit, and he's made a public spectacle of every other false spirit that would try to intimidate or anything else. You know, he's already did that. And so knowing our identity and our position and our place definitely is a threat to the enemy. So I thank you, Father God, for placing her in that place, God, with her identity and her placement and position, Father God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that, God. I thank you for the places, Lord, where she's earned her authority, Father God. Let it be established. Let her use that to bless other people, Father God, as you lead her to pray for them, Father. And we thank you, Lord, even in hardship and passing through the turbulent waters and passing through the fire and just all of it, the trauma and coming on the other side of it, that you've earned authority as we overcome. We earn authority. So I thank you, Father God, just as you bless her. And again, just touching her with that scepter, Father God, authorizing her
Wow.
In Jesus' name, amen.
That's really wonderful. You know, I'm trying to find my place. What does he want me to do? Debbie, would you, I've kind of in a relationship that I don't know if it's distracting or if it's where I'm supposed to be. It's really weird for me. Would you pray for that for me?
Sure.
Because I don't know, you know, I actually need God's guidance here.
Okay. Lord, I looked up Sharon to you, Father God. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Lord, where she is saying she has this question, or I don't know if it's a hesitation or a question, God. But I really know, Lord, she's asking you and seeking you to answer this question for her, Father God. So we ask for your wisdom, Lord, that you would give her your wisdom, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you would clearly show her in such a way that she can understand, Lord. And I thank you, Father, just for guiding her, God. We thank you, Lord, for her preservation of faith, Lord, that when she says distracting, I don't know if she means she wants to stay focused on you, Lord. And if this is relationship, God, that will that is heading in the direction, like sharpening that arrow, that spearhead, to hit the target in Christ, even though that it might be in some distance, God, if they're sharpening that arrow together, God, whether it's spirit, body, soul, spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, then we thank you, Father, for it, God. And I thank you, Lord, just as she walks through this, Lord, that you would help her, God, even with the steps she's to take in this relationship, Lord, and that you show her what that looks like, God, that you show her the steps, God, and even how you're perfecting it. You know, even when I was just praying for Jennifer, I was realizing the wisdom of God when he asks us to do something or he's with us. He's actually, as we're learning to obey him and learning to step into the things that he wants us to step into or practicing, you know, whatever it might be, doing that, trying to be influenced by the Holy Spirit and not to be bothered by anything and not be disruptive or even in the disruptions, to know how to still stay focused on the Holy Spirit, that he's always perfecting us. So for continue to look to him, he's perfecting us in that area, and we just need to learn, and he's sharpening us. So I thank you for sharpening her ear and sharpening her heart, God, and for her trusting the spirit within her, Father God. So I thank you, Lord. I mean, it might not be an all or nothing thing, like, yes, you should continue, no, you should not. Maybe it's just the stepping and the, you know, seeing the testing and the stepping and the revealing and, you know, seeing that, you know, like, are we sharpening an arrow together that's going to, you know, how you learn about people, you know, and things come
right
out, and oh no, right, I've always wanted to do this, or I thought about doing this, you know, and then you realize, okay, are those things in common without even having to reveal yourself, but listening to the other person, okay, because that's the part where it sharpens the arrow, like, okay, yeah, this is something that, like, and you'll continue to do that. I mean, if this is the person, you will continue to do that throughout a lifetime, and it'll change in different seasons, but then you'll start to have the same goal again. I mean, you know, you'll look at and say, hey, what is our goal? What is our spiritual goal? How are we, like, what's really in your heart? I know this about you, like my husband, I know he's a true evangelist. I evangelize out of faithfulness and obedience to the word of God, and God does amazing things. His amazing, amazing things. And even when I use my, if I use my prophetic gifts in prayer for people to evangelize, amazing. I mean, unbelievable. My last gift is evangelism. Is there effectiveness? There is. It's because I've just pressed into it and walked into it, right? Okay. So then it creates it creates something in me. Like my husband starts to see revival. It stirs his heart. It stirs his faith, right? And then we begin, yeah. Okay, so now we're in a different area and we're in a different, well, the gift's always been there, but now we're sharpening it in a different, or how are we going to hit the target from where we are at this part in our life? Do you see what I'm saying? So it's always an ongoing, yeah. ongoing. So just be listening. Be listening and stepping where you need to step. Yeah.
It's like it was, came as such a shock. And it was right after, I think you gave me a word about, you know, accepting the, be ready, you know, to accept the crown from God, to accept the rewards, or, you know, it was something like that. And then this uh-huh. occurred. And you know that saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. I'm really torn with, am I being deceived? What does God want me to do? Is this really possible? You know, there's mm-hmm. too much, I have too much emotion to be clear. And that's
yeah.
why I was asking.
Yeah, I think that I would, so that's why I don't think it's an all or nothing thing. I think those are good, valid questions.
Mm-hmm.
And just get to know the person even more, that even more so, get to know them. And see what comes out, like the sharpening of the arrow. So even if you need to take a few steps back or a few steps sideways, do you know what I mean? To give a little bit of distance, but still get to know them. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I would just keep doing that way, not an all or nothing thing, you know, because those are valid questions, because it could be something in your own soul. Like, hey, do I not want to have someone this close to me? It's making me nervous. Why is it making me nervous? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it could be something. It could be a healing in your own soul. Or, you know, so that's why you want to give it some time so that you can learn about yourself and your responses and your reactions and then learn truly who that person is, you know?
Right.
Hey, did you need prayer for a doctor's appointment?
Well, actually, I do. I'm, you know, it's my health. I got this weird, like, I think it was a brown recluse bite because it's like eroded all of my skin. Got this huge hole in my ankle. But they just texted me right this
mm-hmm.
second, and I have to check in because it's going to be a virtual visit.
Okay.
So I need to say goodbye and thank you. And
okay,
yes, just keep me in your prayers for that. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for giving those doctors wisdom and foresight by the grace of God in Jesus' name. Amen. And for health and healing, restoration. Amen. Okay, 704-492, good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 704-492. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Good evening. Hello, who am I speaking to? Okay, I think I might have went to La La Land. I'll check back with them. 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Jayla, thank you.
And I have to say, I'm at work right now, so if I go on mute, it's because I'm dealing with this.
Okay, well, let me put you on mute, and then I'll come back, okay? Thank you. So, Father God, we thank you for Jayla, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we just lift her up to your kingdom, God. We thank you for your glory, God, to come, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just even new avenues and new things that you're doing. for her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that are lifting her up. There's new things that are lifting you up. And even, you know, he's the lifter of our head. So I'm seeing something there as well in this. So I thank you, Father God, for doing that, Lord. In Jesus' name, that might be stretching a little bit, like new things that are like stretching a little bit. But he's the lifter of our head. And thank you, Lord. He is with you. And I thank you, God. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And also just seeing, like, the beauty of the Lord, you know, kind of like a ballerina, right? Like, I think the Lord's just going to make you agile to do things in the beauty of the Lord that others couldn't, you know, that others, you know, like when you watch a ballerina, you just think, oh, it's so elegant and so beautiful and what it looks so feminine, but there's yet so much strength and so much stamina that it takes and the ability to perform in such a manner that looks like it's with ease, but yet, you know, there's so much more behind that. You know, so there's that dynamic there. But of course, when others watch, right? So when you see someone do something and perform anything, whether it's music, an instrument, even sometimes sports like Tom Brady, right? You just think, wow, that's amazing. I want to be better. I mean, I feel like I want to be more excellent at what I do. I want to be better at what I do because it gives glory to God. It encompasses the Creator and what we're designed to do, and we have the freedom to do it and the freedom to bring it forth. It's so beautiful. It's so like majestic and awestruck and God wondering and God fearing at the same time. So we just thank you for that. And Jayla's life, Lord. So hold on. I'm sorry, I might have. Sorry, I lost your phone number. Okay. Hello, is this Jayla?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, okay. I was like, I put your number down in the wrong spot. So, okay, so there you go. So that was good.
Oh, man. Funny that you mentioned that because I actually used to do ballet. So,
you know, I was going to ask you that. It was so wild. I was going to say, I wonder, just like when I asked Sharon, I was like, I wonder if she's ever did ballet. That would be funny. In my head, I thought that. So so then you know more than anyone the work that goes behind the beauty of awe-inspiring dance. Well, praise God. Well, do you have any prayer requests?
I do have prayer requests, a prayer request. I'm asking God for, like, clarity in regard to, I guess it was a relationship. I feel like I'm having, like, a gut feeling in a way to leave, but at the same time, I don't know if it's, like, more or less built out of fear. But it's something, it's like a reemerging thought that keeps coming to my head, and I don't know whether to lean into it or not to lean into that feeling that I've been having.
Okay. All right. Well, let me, I'm going to mute you and then pray for your prayer request and then move to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father God. We just pray for her, Lord, and her wisdom. We ask, God, for just great discernment, how you maneuver through that. God, I pray that you, Lord, would really shed your light upon her heart and her mind, God, and circumspectly, God, to show her, Lord, what's in there, God, and how she's making this decision and why. And Lord, so that she can have full clarity and full disclosure with the Holy Spirit upon her life and upon her heart, God, as she makes the decision, Father. And I thank you, Lord, your word also says that you lead us forth in peace, God. So we thank you, Lord, for just showing her, God, instructing her, walking alongside of her, and teaching her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. And now our next caller is 817-894. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Lori in Texas.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for joining
us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, hold on. I need to, I have four more callers after her, so let's. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Lori, God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up before your kingdom's throne, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. So I'm seeing you step up. The steps are like, they're kind of like ancient steps, and they're longer steps. And they're kind of big, and you're kind of like grabbing your, like as if you have a long dress on and you're grabbing your skirt so you don't trip over it, you know, and like taking the step and moving towards God as if you're approaching his throne, you know, or approaching, just moving towards God and more, just taking these steps to move towards God. So we thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, your word says that as we draw near to you, that you draw near to us, God, and let her come, God, before you in Hebrews 4:16 with confidence, God, with the full assurance of her faith, even as we read in Hebrews 10 this evening, God. And we thank you for meeting her. It says as we come before his throne that he meets us with his mercy and grace in our time of need, God. So I thank you, Lord, that she doesn't have to work for grace, God, and mercy, God, but she receives it, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for her determination and perseverance to come before you, God, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she finds that place before you, Father God, to receive great grace and great mercy, God, in her time of need, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Jesus' name and even her efforts of determination. Thank you for that, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Thank
you so much for joining.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Laura. Okay. I will say that our next callers are 218-731. Let me just open your phone line. Thank you. 218-731, who am I speaking to? Oh, I'm sorry, 281-731.
This is Evelyn from Texas.
Evelyn, thank you. And hold on 1 second. And then we're going to have, after Evelyn is 251-229, and then 817-386. And then 504. Okay, so it's, Lord willing, we can do this. And let me just say, if you have a prayer request, then if you prefer to for me to pray your prayer request, tell me what your prayer request is when I open your phone line, and we will pray that. Otherwise, I'll just pray for you prophetically since we're getting so close to already being over. So, Evelyn, do you have a prayer request, or do you just want to receive prayer?
I just want to
Okay, no problem. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your ever-increasing mercy, your ever-increasing glory, as actually your word says, an ever-increasing glory. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this, Father God. We thank you, Lord, just for like a garland that he's placing over your head, like a garland. Thank you, garland. I don't know if that's a garland of grace. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for what you're instilling and imparting unto her. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. You know, and so I'm seeing, like, you know, the breastplate of righteousness and seeing some of the elements to the armor of God. But if you go back and read the armor of God, and which you may already know this, so in the Ephesians 6, you know, each armor is actually a piece that is a revelation to his character and his virtue, you know. So the breastplate, right, is of righteousness. And so these are the elements that become our armor and become like the fortitude of our faith, if you will. In some ways, I mean, it gives us courage if we have an armor, and just like our functioning role before him as well. So there's something to that, and the ever-increasing glory, this garland of grace, I think, that he's placing on your head, or the garland of that he's placing on your head. And then this breastplate of righteousness, something with righteousness, you know. But if righteousness will be your armor, righteousness be your an armor for you. I mean, think about it in warfare, how righteousness is an armor. Anyways, I would go back and read Ephesians 6, because there's something to that, too, like it's some sort of covering key for you element. So praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Evelyn. It was good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Caller 251-229, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Sarah, okay. And Sarah, did you have a prayer request, or did you just want prayer ministry?
I just want a prayer ministry.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just bring her before your King and your kingdom throne. King and kingdom throne. What's that? I haven't said that one. So, Lord, we thank you for that, God. King and kingdom throne. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. King. The King and kingdom throne. And I see some connections that the Lord's going to be making, like even connection, like you know, how it was prophesied earlier through PGN at the beginning of the year through keys. So keys and kingdom throne, like King and kingdom throne, the connections and putting things together, like putting pieces together to help build the kingdom, but also help with the understanding and the clarity, like in Revelation, I guess, if you might say. Again, just putting things together and connections that help you and that actually help build the kingdom of God. So we thank you, Lord, for just advancing that. And I don't even know if that is like, you know how he sent the disciples out two by two to build, and the apostles and the disciples, you know. So it might be something there as well, where you have one piece and someone has another piece and they come together, that connection comes together, and you build. So thank you. Thank you, Father God, on that. God, or just the distinctive God role that she has before you, God, how you make the connections for her,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, how you place that together, side by side and shoulder to shoulder, Father God. If this is another how she's to minister with others, Father God, we pray, Lord, that they're, we just pray a covering over that and a protection over that, God. But we thank you, Lord, just for the elements even that she will learn for the kingdom purposes and for the kingdom will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for preserving Sarah and protecting Sarah, God, powerfully shielding and protecting her in every way, God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank amen. You so much. Have a blessed rest
You're
of the
week. You're welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, 817-386. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Keisha from Texas.
Hi, Keisha. Yes, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Father, we thank you for Keisha. Lord, we just lift her up. I'm sorry. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, I wanted. I did want to pray for someone.
Okay.
Yes,
awesome.
I wanted to pray for Vonda and Dante. They are fostering a kid, and the grandmother has been adamant that she didn't want visitation, she didn't want anything for the entire almost year, and now it's like 2 weeks before he's going to actually turn a year, actually maybe a week now before he turned a year, and she's decided that she wants the baby. Of course, they are very invested because she hasn't been able to have any kids. So I'm just believing, I don't know what her reasoning is, but, you know, I've seen what they have been through with this baby just to get him normalized since he was a month, and now that they have did all this. I mean, they got this big birthday plan for him, and now she's wanting him. And it's a lot that she's going through. So I just want to pray for them. I'm praying that the grandmother change her mind, even if she just later on. But I just hate for the baby to be taken away from them.
Yeah, so Vonda and Dante?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to close your phone line and pray for them. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So, Father God, we pray for Vonda and Dante, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray, God, that you were a God of all comfort. Lord, I pray that you would comfort their hearts and their minds, God, in Jesus' name. Wow, I just feel their hearts for just this pure love that they have for this child, God, and just their sincere care and their genuineness. Lord, for this child, Father God, and we thank you for that, Lord. I know, Lord, this is an outflow of the heart of God, Lord, to invest in this child, God. We thank you, Lord, for every seed that was sown and watered and invested in this child, Father God. We ask for a preservation upon this child, Father God, for just the love, God, the outpouring of love, and the outlet of love that this child will have because of their input, because of their faithfulness, because that they gave unreservedly unto this one, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, you preserve their way, God. We ask that you bless them, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they let there be nothing barren about them, God, but that you would bless them, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for your wisdom, God. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in this situation, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless them, Father God, for any trouble, Lord, that you would bless them double in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, our last caller, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to have to close your... Or do you have a prayer request, or do you just want prayer ministry?
Just prayer ministry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay, Father, we thank you for Nicole. Father, we lift her up to you, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your kingdom will, to be done on her life, Father God. We thank you, Father God. And I'm just seeing like water, like I don't know if that's a reservoir of water, but a big pool or a big refreshing of water. So, Father, I thank you for that. Sometimes the larger the representation of water has to do with the body of Christ. And so I thank you, Father God, just for this place that you have for her to refresh and to renew and to restore, God. I pray for, God, that just a refreshing and an anointing, God, a fresh anointing, God, a fresh refreshing upon her life from the Holy Spirit, God, upon her whole life, God, body, soul, and spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for every provision that you have for her and how you watch over her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would increase even her asking. Teach her to ask, right? You said, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Ask of me. So I pray, God, that you would increase and refresh even her asking of you, God, even if she is like hesitant, like, Lord, I don't want to ask amiss, Lord, but teach me to ask. Lord, let me ask, right? Perfect my prayers, Lord. Teach me, Lord, and so I thank you, Lord, for just increasing her asking and perfecting her prayers and her asking even. So I thank you for that, God. And I pray for her, God, that you would bring her to broad places and more territory and influence so she can refresh others as well, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm way over, and I'm embarrassed for that. But thank you for joining me, and God bless you.